Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Jesus is the Only Way to God, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Are you being tolerant of others' beliefs to the point of saying nothing? Not even sharing your testimony because you don't want to offend anyone? Is the message of tolerance keeping you quiet? If so, you may want to consider who is influencing your decision to remain silent. A well-known biblical teacher recently quoted the phrase, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." But Scripture states the importance of using words, as Romans chapter 10, verse 17 explains. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Words are essential to help us in leading individuals to salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 emphasizes it, stating, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God." Shutting up is the last thing Christians should be doing, because if there are no words, there is no faith that comes from hearing, and consequently leads to no salvations. Romans chapter 10, verse 14, explains the importance of speaking out. "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" However, cultural pressure is pushing Christians to keep silent on the most important life and death issues that ever face mankind. As Acts chapter 4, verse 12 stresses, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." If you are waiting until you feel like it, take into consideration 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2's urging to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. Instead of keeping quiet, contemplate the eternal consequences of keeping tight lips when it comes to sharing the gospel, because Scripture assures, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." If you need motivation, think of how God is able to save completely those who come to him through Jesus. Like the blind man healed by Jesus asked, "Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe." Ask God to help you tell the gospel to those around you so they may believe too.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.